You might say you're squatting down on your
heels.
The upper part of the body. Okay. You might say you're squatting down
on your haunches.
Someone's been sick a while. He's up and about now, but still looks a bit
peaked.
Okay. Any other expression for that? He didn't look too healthy yet.
He still looks real pale.
How would you describe a person who can lift real heavy weights?
Very strong.
Muscular. Okay. How would you describe a person who's very easy to get along with?
Agreeable.
Okay. What about an animal that way?
Tame.
Okay. When a boy's in his teens, he's apt to be all arms and legs and can't walk through a room without knocking over the furniture. So you'd say, at that age, he's awfully
clumsy.
Okay. A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense. You might say he's a plain
idiot.
All right. Any other names?
Plain dumb.
Okay. Would you ever call him a fool?
Yes.
Would that be more stronger than idiot? I mean, that would be
plain.
Okay. Say they're about the same.
About the same.
Okay. What? How would you describe a person who would never spend a cent of money?
Stingy. Tightwad.
Okay. When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean?
Drab or uninteresting.
Right, if you said that girl is very common, what would you mean?
Ugly or plain.
Okay.
What?
You might say that girl is very...
very common.
Okay. If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you might say he's still quite...
spry.
Or if it's a young person you're talking about who's always moving around, you might say he's very...
active.
Okay. And the old lady looks like 16. You might describe her. For her age, she's...
quite young.
She acts like 16, but looks old. How would you describe her? Okay.
Quite spry.
All right. If the children say are out later than usual, you might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
worried.
Okay. Any other words for that?
Uneasy.
Uneasy.
I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
afraid.
Any other
or
words?
Scared.
What might a child say that?
I'm scared.
Okay. She isn't afraid now, but she...
should be.
All right. When she was, all right, she's 60 now, she isn't afraid, but when she was little, she...
was very scary.
Okay.
She isn't afraid now, but used to be.
Okay. I don't understand why she's afraid, but...
she just is.
Someone who leaves a lot of money on the table, the door unlocked, you might say he's mighty...
careless.
There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
goofy.
Anything other words that you might use?
Dumb.
Yeah. Anything else? Ever use the word queer?
Queer.
Okay. If a man's very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you might say, don't be so...
set in your ways.
Sometimes somebody you can't joke with without him losing his temper, so you say he's mighty.
Touches.
Sensitive. Okay. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
angry, mad, or furious.
Okay, somebody's about to lose his temper. You tell him just
hold your temper.
Okay. If you've been working very hard, you say you're very
tired. Or bushed.
You might say then, if you're very tired, you might say that you're all...
I'm pooped. Okay. Or worn out.
If you use wear out, then you say he's all...
worn out.
If the person's been quite well and you hear suddenly they have some disease, you say last night she...
appeared all right.
If you she's sick today and it started last Sunday, then you say last Sunday she...
was all right.
But But she'll be up again by...
A week? Or a few days?
If the person sat in a drawing and began to cough last night, he... and got a cold. How would you say it? Last night he...
He caught a cold.